Well, my next guest is having a good year. She's won one of only five accredited All-Ireland Business All-Star Awards and also won Best Startup Business for her business, which is called JL Designs. To explain more, Joanne O'Herlihy, the Clonmel woman behind JL Designs graphic and web design studio, is on the phone. Hiya, Joanne.
Hi, Orla. How are you?
I'm very well. Are you the J and the Joanne of JL Designs?
I'm the J and the L, so it's Joanne Louise.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, you see, the idea behind the logo is the second name is O'Herlihy, so the J and the L loop together to make a H,
okay. And
they're within a circle for the O, so it's Joanne Louise O'Herlihy, if you have a look at the logo.
Lovely, and that's what you do a lot of in your work, logos for different companies, isn't it?
So branding, social media design, web design, kind of business owners, small to medium enterprises come to us and we learn their story and we kind of design that in a way that gets their message across to their audience.
And when did this all start for you?
I graduated from Waterford with a degree in visual communication and I went on then to be a designer for a couple of years. And I just kind of felt like I was doing a little bit of design on the side and I just kind of felt like I was getting really busy with my little kind of side hustle. And I said, you know what, there's really something here. There's a lot of young startup community in Clonmel and they were all kind of coming to me for design bits and pieces. So I just kind of gave it a go on a part-time basis in February of last year, 2019, and it grew to full-time then within a month. So it was great. And we now have two designers and a web developer as well. So things are growing and it's great. We're really lucky.
That's brilliant to hear. And as you were saying, your team are quite young. Is that hard to get a team together somewhere like Clonmel? You know, we often hear with, you know, design type businesses that Dublin is the place to be.
Hopefully we're going to change people's minds on that. So I actually met our web developer, Dara, through a mutual friend at a going away party. And he spoke about his passion for web development. And I said, what I do, and I said, you know, we could really do something here. And he came on board and things have gotten really busy in that sense, which is great. Aoife, our other graphic designer, I met her on, we were working on a mutual project for a Dublin company. And then when I started my business, I asked her if she would like some design work from me and she kind of came on board. And then Shauna is our youngest member. So she is a marketing and design student. And she set up her own kind of little side hustle. And I spotted her through Instagram. And I just messaged her because I thought she was local. And I said, if you want to call in, if you need any advice, come on in. And then when she came in, we just clicked. And then she came on board. So I've been really lucky with the guys that have come on. Like, we're all of similar age. We're all kind of young 20s. And, well, I'm late 20s now, but we'll say young. it's been great. Like, they're a really good bunch of creatives. And I suppose I've just gotten lucky, but I suppose you kind of attract what you put out there too. We were kind of a young team, and that's kind of what got young people attracted to us.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And you've done so well this year as well with winning the one of only five accredited All-Ireland Business All-Star Awards. What does that mean for you, for a business that is practically a startup still?
We were really blown away by it. It was quite a rigorous process. So one of our clients, Laura Maloney from Laurel the Salon in Clonmel, was All-Star accredited for customer centricity. And they have different categories within the All-Star Business accreditations. And I was asking her what it was about. And during her interview process, they had spotted her social media graphics. And she had mentioned us. And then that's kind of how we got on their radar. And when we were speaking to them then, I mean, you have to go through a couple of video interviews, phone interviews. They send you a mystery client, and you have to get reviews from your clients and reviews from your suppliers, reviews from employees. It's quite a big process. Mm. But when we got it, I thought we'd just kind of learn a bit about the business and delve a bit more into it and kind of see how we got on for future years. I really didn't expect to get the award, so it was, it was such a huge honour, you know, that we were recognised, one of five startups, you know. It was great.
Brilliant. Congratulations. How has COVID been for you?
It actually completely changed the business. Okay. So we were kind of, it was generally print media, the odd bit of social media graphics and websites. But through COVID then, what I began to do was to teach social media visual lessons to business owners through Zoom. So that was something new, and social media lessons weren't exactly something that we were doing beforehand. And now we do them either in person, one-on-one here in our studio, or we still facilitate business owners through Zoom as well, if that's what they prefer.
Okay.
So I suppose that was something new for us. And we also worked on a campaign with local businesses. It was called Love Clonmel.
Mm-hmm.
So we designed a graphic. The idea was created by Lisa from Curtains and Blinds in Clonmel, and we designed up a graphic, and any business owner that had shut basically just got the poster printed off and put it in their window. It was kind of a little community support, really.
Yeah.
And we set up an Instagram page, and now we're relaunching it for Christmas. So it's going to be the 12 Days of Christmas Love Clonmel. And that idea came from Sheer Creations in Clonmel. Stacey is the business owner there. And she has gathered loads and loads of spot prizes from fabulous Clonmel businesses. And we'll be giving away those prizes through our Love Clonmel page, just to basically thank all of the people in Clonmel for supporting all the businesses that were closed during COVID.
Great idea.
We're also collecting money as well for Coonsair, the women's refuge in Clonmel. So mm-hmm. any business owners like myself, say I wouldn't be public facing, I deal directly with business owners. I'll donate money then, and whatever we collect then on the 12th day, then we'll donate to Coonsair.
Brilliant. Some great stuff going on there. As you said, you are based in Clonmel. If you want to check out what Joanne and her team are doing, their website is jldesigns.ie. Joanne, congratulations and best of luck with the business for the rest of the year and into the future.
Thanks so much, Arla. Thanks for calling.